Praise the Lord, good morning.
Morning.
Praise God, let's please open our Bible to the book of Psalm. Book of Psalm, Psalm 92. We will read the whole Psalm, then we will pray. It is good, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing the praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy word. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquities do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thy enemies shall perish, all the workers of the iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Amen. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for your presence in our life, in the life of your church, in the life of your people. Thank you for your grace, the healing, the strength that come from you. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for your word, the good health and support that come from you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, O God, and we pray, O God. Let's come to God now. Let us confess to him our sin and our wrongdoings, so that he will forgive us, and he will clean us, and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that shed on the cross for our sin, so that we will have life eternal and life to the full. Cleanse us, Lord, from our wrongdoings and shortcomings. O Lord, we magnify your name. We worship you, O God. We adore you. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Redeemer. Confess your sin to God to cleanse you from all righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your loving kindness, your mercy, and your grace. Let's give thanks to God for all the good things he gives us. Big and small things that you have come from the Lord, and he deserves the glory and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word, your deliverance, your help, your support, your protection, your guidance, the leading of the Holy Spirit. We praise thee. We adore thee, O God. Lord, we pray O God, give us this day our daily bread. Let's come to God, let's ask our needs, not our wants. Let us seek His will. Let us seek His face. Let us trust Him that whatever we lack, He will provide on His timing, that He will help us. Yes, Lord, hear our prayers. Yes, O God, answer us as we are calling unto You, Lord. You help us. You lead us. You guide us with Your love and Your mercy, O God. Pray now for your family. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your siblings and parents. Lord, I pray for your blessing upon each and every family. Let your name be lifted up and glorified and magnified, O Lord. Lead us, O God. Provide for the families. I pray for each and husband to be put You as the head in his life, O God, that You will lead them. You will lead us one by one, O God. I pray for wives to be helper, to meet help for each and every husband, O God, to lead the family in the way of righteousness and the narrow way as You ordained for us, and both of them to give a clear instruction and direction to the children and provide the needs, O God. We trust You, Lord, that You bless each and every family, O God. Let them shine, the people will see them, will see You through their lives, O God. Pray now, pray for your job. The place that God had blessed you, had put you, pray for your boss, your superior. Commit yourself to do your best in your workplace and also to be good example to others and to invite others with word and action and deeds into the kingdom of God. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Lead us and guide us and help us. Oh God, help my brethren in their workplaces. I pray for their studies to come on time. Bless their companies and whatever area they are working. Bless that job and profession, that company, that institute, school, hospital, clinic, restaurant, coffee shop, whatever place they are working. I pray, Lord, that You will bless so that they will be too blessed, oh God, and use them to evangelize. And Lord, I pray for them to be faithful in bringing what belongs to You from tithes and offerings and first fruits, and You will be the one to bless them, O God. Let's pray now for the people around us, in our neighborhood, friends, colleagues, classmates, the people that we know, and they are unsaved. Let us commit ourselves to bring the gospel to them, our relatives. Yes, Lord, I pray for salvation of souls. That Your word will be preached, O God, effectively to them in the name of Jesus. I pray that we will serve You wholeheartedly in this area, and You will use all our contacts to bring the gospel and the message of Christ to them. We trust You, God. There is no one like You, Lord. Lord, protect us from COVID-19 and all the schemes of the enemies. Give us good health and good immunity, O God, and refill us with the Holy Ghost to go and preach the gospel. I pray each and every worker of us, our brethren here and in other congregations, O God, Lord, in in UAE, in Oman, in Iraq, in Kuwait, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, and also in Africa, in Malawi, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, in also Uganda. We pray, O God, that we will shine for you, O God, that we will reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love and peace and joy, self-control, patience, perseverance, that we will be a good example to others, O Lord. They will see you through our lives. O God, hear our prayers. And I pray also, Lord. Pray for our brethren who are in need. Let's pray for one another. Lord, those who need healing, those who need a job, income, you provide. Those having certain problem, you help them, O God, to overcome in the name of Jesus. O Lord, hear our prayers. Pray now for yourself, for your ministry to be refilled once again with the Holy Ghost. Help us, O God, to be refilled with the Holy Ghost, to go on and serve you. Give us the gift of the Holy Spirit that we need to serve your God, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge. O God, the gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of preaching, exhorting, pastoring, teaching, evangelizing, whatever talents and skills we need, Lord, you bless us. I pray for all the church ministry to prosper. I pray that you fulfill the vision of the church multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Bless the watchman ministry, Lord. Bless also, Lord, the church school. Bless, Lord, also the farming, the youth ministry and the children ministry and the rich and every parents. Help us, O God. Help us, Lord, to plant more Bible studies and more congregations for the church. Give us good health. Give us strength, O God, to go on and serve you. O Lord, I pray for a fresh anointing upon us, upon this worship today. Lord, anoint our songs. Anoint our voices. Anoint the message, O God, the giving, the prayers. Lord, I pray. You anoint this recording, O God. Make it reach to the places, O God, that you want it to reach, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord. You are the only one who can help us. This is all we ask and pray in this name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand.
Yes, O God, from the mountain toward the valley, may our praises rise to you.
May our streets be filled with joy. May angels.
Spirit flow through us. We want to serve the King of Kings. Holy Spirit, flow through us.
Yes, Lord, thank you for this wonderful time. You brought us to the most holy place. Truly, Lord, you are the shepherd of our soul. And you are our guide to lead us to go on and save you. Thank you, God. And I pray, continue to lead all the flocks, those who are here and in other places, that we will be moving forward, serving you, reaching the lost, and accomplishing what you want us to accomplish. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit, and let us bring them into the storehouse of God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all what you give us and what you provided for us today, O God. Lord, we bring to you the first fruit, the tithes, and the offerings and our vows. We look from heaven, O God, and we bless them and pour out so much a blessing upon them, O God, upon your church and your people. And multiply this and use it to reach the lost. Lord, I pray you open the windows of heaven and bless those who are obedient to you, O God, and pour out so much blessing upon them. Rebuke the devourer in their life and let all nations know that they are blessed by you. And I pray also, Lord, for those who have no job, give them job and income. Help those who are in need. And I pray for the rest who are not yet giving, teach them to give what is belong to you. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew. We'll continue speaking from the Sermon of Jesus on the Mountain, Matthew chapter 7, and we'll read from verse 12 to verse 27, and will be this is the last part. We started this series November 2019, and we just finished now. We thank God for all what we learn from Him. It's one of the rich things that change life and people. The Sermon of Jesus on the Mountain. Let's read. I start from verse 12 to verse 27. Therefore, all things, whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Amen. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Thank you, God. We bless you, magnify you. We come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word to us. Anoint my lips and put verses and scriptures from your word, O God, to guide us and to help us, to teach us more of your ways and your commands, O God. Let your name be lifted up, and let your name be glorified. I pray for whatever purpose of sending this message to be accomplished, and you will receive the glory and honor that is due to you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here our Lord is wrapping up the whole teaching that he was speaking in the sermon, on his Sermon on the Mountain, starting from chapter 5, 6, up to here, when he said, therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. He's saying here that whatever way that people, that you want people to treat you in such a way, you also treat him in the same manner. And here is the calling about the hard teaching. We need to go back about the teaching of Jesus and the thing that you are not doing, and start to do, so that the people also will treat you the same. It's not only for the believer, but even with the non-believers, this teaching is also applied. He say in the last part of the verse, for this is the law and the prophets. He is directing us. He was directing them. And today also he is directing us back to the scriptures in the Old Testament, the prophets and the law of Moses. What is written there, we need to go and study and read and apply in our life, so that we can know what we need to do to others, so they will do to us the same. That is today another calling for us to go back to the scriptures of the Old Testament, study them and do them, because that is what we need to do to others, so that they will do to us also the same. Verse 13, enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Enter in the straight gate. Jesus is the straight gate. We read in John chapter 7, and John chapter 10, about Christ being the door of the sheep. John chapter 10 and verse 7, then said Jesus unto them, again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Jesus is the door of the sheep. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. No one can reach God the Father except through Christ. I am the door, verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Only through Jesus the salvation. And he is the gate for us to enter heaven. He is the way for us. And when he say, enter the straight gate, the straight gate means the narrow gate that you'll be squeezed and through trials, through also troubles, through rejection, persecution. And he say, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereof. The other way is the wide way and the wide gate, where the people do what they want. They have freedom. They wish what they do what they wish. Many they lack such, no restriction. But finally they will end up into hell and destruction. But the straight gate and the straight way, the narrow way and the narrow gate, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and if you there be that find it. When we go through the narrow way and the narrow gate, when there's restrictions, trials, rejection, when there is also we are called to seek the word of God, the will of God, we have to do certain work, it is the hard work that we need to achieve, and we decide to go through it all, we will be saved. If you, they will find this, because it is a hardship life, it is a hard work, it is seeking God, it is leading by led by the Holy Spirit, but such kind of life will bring us the salvation. Verse 15. Beware of false prophets, which came to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Hear the Lord start to warn them. And he is also warning us about the false prophets, because he is afraid that after he will leave them, the scribes and the Pharisees, they will come with their wrong and false teachings that contradict the teaching of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mountain. And Peter also warned us, the book of Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, we are warned that there will be a false prophet who will teach us wrong things, contradict the word of Jesus. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Here they will bring man teaching, not from the scriptures. They will come with sheep clothing. From outside they are sheep, but from inside they are wolves. They come with a wrong motive to deceive the people. They are ravening wolves. They have wrong motive, greed, whatever, to deceive the people. And that's why we need to be aware of them. We need to go back to the teaching of Jesus, to the word of God. He say in verse 16, you shall know them by their fruits. Yes, how to recognize them by their fruit? Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? How we will know them? The doctrine of the preachers who follow the word of God, there will be fruit on the branches, salvation, fruit of faith, love, joy, comfort, and because there is right doctrine coming from the word of Jesus. Those false teachers and false prophets with the wrong motive, you cannot get the fruit that is God's desire. You cannot get fruit from thorns and thistles. You cannot get grapes or figs, the good fruit of such kind of human teaching. That's why today we are called to check what we teach from the word of God or no. Verse 17, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. The content of the teaching. If it is good tree from the word of God, from the teaching of Jesus, there will be good fruit. But if it is corrupted with the human teaching, human tradition, there will be also evil fruit, in the opposite to the good fruit. Verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. That here you say, it is confirmation. If the teaching correct, if the preacher is following the word of God, if he is doing the will of God, if he is yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit, then will be a good fruit. But if there is wrong motive, and if there is work of the flesh, he is after the lost things, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, then will be also coming out corruptible things. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Here the Lord is warning that if there is false teaching, it will be condemned and it will be judged by the Lord, and it will be cut and also destroyed. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. Here the Lord make it clear that the false preacher and false teachers, you will know them by their fruit. When there is when there is no fruit and there is God judgment, that is how you know that they are false teachers. In verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Here he is speaking to them, reminding them, and also reminding us that not everyone who call Jesus Lord, Lord will enter into the kingdom of God. They call him Lord, Lord, but he is not their Lord. He is not the one who is ruling and reigning over their life, because they are not doing the will of God. They are not doing what God wants them to do. Such people, they will not enter the kingdom of God. Now we are called now with this to search ourselves. Are we doing the will of God? Are we doing what God wants us to do and achieve for Him? That is important for us today to understand, so that we'll be aware. The message for us in verse 22, many which say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Here in that day, it means here the day of judgment, the day of his second coming. They will call Lord, Lord. Yes, they call him Lord, but he is not their Lord. And they will tell to him, we had a prophesy in thy name, we have done this. They spoke, but the thing they spoke with a wrong motive, that they used the name of Christ, and in thy name we have cast out demons, they have done work, they have done ministry, they have used the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but they did not do the will of God that God wanted them to do. Yes, maybe they have done wonderful works, but they did not do the will of God. In verse 23, what the Lord will answer them, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk in iniquity. When he say, I don't know you, it means that he did not consider them belong to him. He did not consider them part of him. He did not ever approve them or their ways of life and ministry. And then he would tell them, go away for the damnation and for the condemnation. In verse 24, therefore, now we need to get warning of all what we are learning, what we have learned. We need to put all into practice. Therefore, whosoever heareth these saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. We are called, what we hear from Jesus, we need to do them so that we will be wise. Jesus called the person who listen and do as a wise person who built his house on the rock based on the power and the foundation of Christ, based on his grace, based on his word, based on his will. That is how God wants us to build our life, on the real things of God, so it will be a sure foundation. In verse 25, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Here the Lord is saying that this house will be tested by rain and a flood, but it will not fall, because it was built on the rock. What he means by the rain and the flood is the trials, problems, tribulation that God will allow. Or he may mean even the rain and the flood, as had happened at the time of Noah, that when the rain and the flood came, the Ark of Noah that was built based on the Word of God, based on the instruction of God, based on what God had told Noah to do, it continued, did not fall. And in verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and do them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Now here the opposite. When you hear the teaching and you don't apply it, you don't do it, you are a foolish person, you are building on a sand. Again, what will happen? The same will be tested. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now, again, God will allow trials, problems, difficulties, rain and floods. That happened in the time of Noah. It came with the wind, it hit. You know, the Cain, he built a city, he called it Enoch. And that city was destroyed by the flood. But the Ark of Noah that built on the Word of God, on Christ, on His grace, on the instruction, on His will, on the will of God, it was maintained and saved. In the same way, our lives, while we are living, let us do the Word of Christ in our life, so that when the time of testing, the day of judgment, it will stand. Let's come now to the Lord. Let us commit ourselves to do to others what we want them to do to us. Let us tell scriptures. Let us commit our life to Christ. Let us bear good fruit. Let's examine our preaching, what we preach. Let us build our house on the rock, the foundation of Christ, the Word of God. So that we will be rewarded. We will have fruit and we'll be rewarded by the Lord. Let's come, commit yourself to God. Stop going against His will, against the direction that He ordained for you in life. Commit your life to serve Him. Ask the Holy Spirit to flow through you, to reach you, to renew you, to refill you. Come to God now.
I'm tired of going against your will. Not really, Lord. Save my heart from sin. I'm here.
Amen, Lord. It's our prayer, O God. Flow through us, through the life of our brothers and sisters, our brethren here and other places. Flow, Holy Spirit, and use them. They want to serve you. Use them, Lord, to reach the lost. O God, take this message and separate it, and use it for a glory that be hundredfold harvest and a fruit of righteousness. God bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I'm reaching for the prize.
Praise the Lord.